You know the song A Little Bit Country, A Little Bit Rock and Roll sung by Donnie and Marie Osmond? Well, this is a modern 2025 version for pastries. The new Squamish business, Glazed Lily Bakehouse, was cooked up by Trini Puga of Chile and Maui Mendoza of Mexico. They infuse a little bit of their home cultures into their treats. Both women at the helm are, first and foremost, passionate bakers. Mendoza is a trained pastry chef, having attended Escuela Culinaria Internacional, a culinary arts school in Guadalajara, Mexico, and then the Pacific Institute of Culinary Arts in Vancouver. Puga is self-taught, or more accurately, grandmother-taught. She went to post-secondary to study sociology, but her grandma was big into cooking and pastry. She said, "It's more generational knowledge. I always loved baking, and then I learned," she said. So far, the pair behind Glazed Lily Bakehouse have sold their pastries at local markets and offer local delivery and online ordering. They are also available to cater events, and their products can also be found at the Bavette, Naked Lunch and 1914 Coffee Company. Some examples of their desserts include alfajores, a South American dessert that features two cookies with dulce de leche sandwiched in between them. Other featured treats include almond cookies filled with dulce de leche dipped in dark chocolate, crumbly butter cookies filled with dulce de leche and sprinkled with coconut flakes, and a chocolate cake that includes layers of chocolate sponge filled with fudge and dulce de leche and covered in chocolate fudge. One of their most popular offerings is their lemon meringue pie, which is made with sweet pie dough and tangy lemon filling and topped with torched meringue. Another top seller is their amor cake, which includes layers of thin and crunchy sweet dough or hojarasca, filled with vanilla whipped cream, raspberries and dulce de leche. Their tres leches cake is a Mexican classic dessert with a glazed lily twist. It consists of vanilla sponge soaked in three leches, a layer of dulce de leche, with vanilla chantilly. The tasty dessert is finished off with white chocolate whipped ganache and hojarasca, shortbread, bits. The bakers started talking about their business idea about 2 years ago and launched Glazed Lily this year. They operate 2 days a week out of the shared Lucky Kid kitchen. Challenges in getting up and running included all the paperwork involved with opening any food business, they both said. Added to that was the learning curve of opening a business in a new country. "We had to go, like, 10 times to Service Canada," Mendoza said with a chuckle. The two were drawn to Squamish, like most locals, for the hiking, skiing and, in Mendoza's case, the summer rock climbing. So far, the feedback from locals about their new business has been very positive, the pair say. For locals who are originally from Latin America, the pastries can be a taste of home away from home. Some even get emotional over the nostalgia while eating Glazed Lily treats, the women said. "We're excited to be starting this new business, and we want to bring new things to the community and also make our Latin community, which is quite big here, feel more at home and have something more available and close," Mendoza said. Eventually, the women dream of a Glazed Lily brick and mortar shop of their own in town. "We're excited to bring new flavors, and we hope you love them," Puga said. Find them at Glazed Lily on Instagram and Facebook, or on their website, glazedlily.com. Squamish Food Beat is a special series that features new eateries or unique offerings from local food-based entrepreneurs. To be considered for this series, email news@squamishchief.com.